I'm very excited to welcome back in studio State Representative Kara Rochelle, who's super busy during the legislative session, but has agreed to come in to really focus on volunteer firefighters. You know, here on the show, we love our firefighters, our police. We want to support them. But it's interesting because a lot of times when we talk about things happening for firefighters, we're talking career a lot of the time. But today we're focusing more on volunteer firefighters. And it sounds like, Representative Rochelle, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
There's a lot of business happening up in Hartford, or a lot of efforts to better support our volunteer firefighters, correct?
Absolutely.
So talk about, first of all, you personally have a very strong connection to the industry of volunteer firefighters.
Yeah. So I am the daughter of a nearly 50-year volunteer firefighter. He's also been a fire chief, an instructor. My dad is my personal hero, and I just have such reverence for the volunteer fire service because I grew up running around a volunteer firehouse. And I see the day-to-day, you know, what it means, not just responding to calls in the middle of the night, but also doing the drills and the maintenance and all of the upkeep and fundraising, everything that goes into a volunteer fire service. So from a very young age, I've had a strong awareness of it. And so when I became a lawmaker, you know, just I've worked on volunteer fire policy every single year. Programs like the Firefighter Cancer Relief Fund, the Highway Program, which now shovels about $1.5 million every single year into the volunteer fire service when they respond to calls on highways. And also I passed a bill so that the volunteer fire departments in distressed communities get Fire 1, Fire 2 covered.
That's really neat. And I know the comptroller was on our show within the last year and was talking about, we know there's a workforce shortage for mm-hmm. law enforcement and firefighting. Specifically, though, I mean, we are struggling.
62% decrease.
Yeah. That's bad. Mm-hmm. I mean, our volunteer firefighter numbers are very low. And so I'm really glad we're talking about efforts to better recruit, retain, and just support, I'd say, in general, our volunteer firefighters. What's being discussed right now in Hartford?
So there is a wide range of bills that are being discussed. I think this is going to be one of the strongest years for volunteer firefighters in quite a long time.
Really?
So there's about 10 things. So I'm going to run through some of them. So first, and this came from the governor's office, too, and the legislators are all working on it. We're in support. Fee waivers at state colleges, community colleges, and state colleges for volunteer firefighters that serve at least 5 years. So this is both a recruitment and a retention tool so that people who maybe haven't thought about doing the volunteer fire service, no, this is a pathway for serving their community and getting access to college. But also, you know, for volunteer firefighters that maybe want to advance their career in any field, this is an incentive tool to keep them in as well. We also have the Connecticut House Finance Authority, CHFA. We're putting together a mortgage assistance program for volunteer firefighters to be able to buy a home in the community they serve, which is really important. I mean, especially for young volunteer firefighters, that's a lifeline.
Yeah.
We know how hard the housing market is, and we want to make sure that they're having meaningful support. I'm working on a bill for tax credits. We have two different versions, but establishing an income tax credit for volunteer firefighters as well. And so we're trying to get that through this year.
I was going to say that I feel is maybe an uphill battle, just because I know this is an affordability crisis in some regard that we're in Connecticut. So I'm going to say it kind of bluntly, how easy is that to get a tax credit?
So right now we're in negotiations across a large range of tax relief for the people of Connecticut. So this is in the mix and in discussions.
Okay.
And so obviously I am a vocal champion of this, as are people like, you know, the chair of the Public Safety Committee. Pat Boyd is a volunteer firefighter as well. And I really love that we have a volunteer firefighter leading the Public Safety Committee. So there's a strong faction of us that are working on this. We'll see how this shakes out because we're also looking at things like a child tax credit and other things for residents for relief across the state. But in addition to these things, we have a variety of other things as well. So, for example, and this is worst case scenario, right? So if God forbid, there's a death in the fire service right now, if you're a career firefighter, your family can get up to 5 years of health care coverage from the state. We're extending that to volunteers in this policy that we're
working
to pass.
That's huge.
Yeah. Yes.
I just think it's, and you addressed something right there, not to cut you off, Representative Rochelle, but that is probably the biggest concern I get whenever we cover fire stories on this show. In the 7 years I've been on this show, is that we'll talk about firefighting, and a lot of the times it's covering career, which is already coming with a paycheck, right? So, mm-hmm. But it doesn't always necessarily translate to volunteer firefighters. Like, that's a huge deal. I mean, they're already doing this on their own without, you know, the guarantee of benefits or paychecks, and it's to extend that, I think, is a huge deal.
Yeah, it's absolutely, it's the right thing.
They're doing the same
do.
Job. Yeah. They're responding to the same fires. So, mm-hmm. I mean, to be able to have that kind of coverage for the family, I think is huge.
Yeah, it is absolutely the right thing to do and long overdue. And I'm so happy that we're getting this done. We also have other things, like, for example, you know, to get young people interested in the fire service, we're establishing a grant for junior firefighter programs so that we can get high schoolers involved. You know, we have them in some towns in the state. This would be for both established programs and to start new programs so that we can get young people interested. Because once you're in the habit, right, once you know what this service is about. And I will say, for anyone that's listening that is interested or always thought about how they can give back to their community, the volunteer fire service is one of the most profound things that you can do to support people, you know, and to support the community. And, you know, I just think it was the best education growing up, watching my father, you know, give his time. And you know, it's truly a family affair.
Yeah.
So it's a beautiful thing to be doing. And we have a few other things like, you know, expanding PTSD coverage, putting funding in for an outreach campaign across the state for volunteer firefighters to recruit people. So there's pensions. We're looking at seeing what we can do around pensions as well.
Wow.
Yeah.
So all for volunteer firefighters.
Some
yeah.
Some things are a reach.
I mean, which ones would you say are the reaches? The tax credit, obviously, only because we don't know what, if any, tax credits anybody's going to get.
We're going to fight really hard. There's going to be some type of tax credits across the state. We're hoping to get this in the mix. But we know that some of these things we're definitely getting through on this list that I just described to you. So we're working hard to get them all through if we can.
Well, it seems like the education, the free education, mm-hmm. And the
home buying.
I mean, that got very strong bipartisan support because I remember I had Senator Ciccarella on with the Public Safety Committee. He had talked about that. And he's like, this is a no-brainer. Mm-hmm. I don't know anybody. This is not a partisan thing. This is a no-brainer.
Yep.
So those seemed like those are just going to pass through with flying colors, which they should. But again, sounds like it might be a bit of an uphill battle. Not so much because people don't agree, but it's sort of that determining who gets the money and why and where's the greatest need. But when you hear 62% of a loss, that's a big deal. It's a big deal to address the volunteer firefighting community. I feel like, as you mentioned, the need is greater than ever before.
It is. I mean, the reality is that car accidents don't stop just because our numbers are lower. You know, municipalities, we always talk about property taxes, right? And if municipalities need to go to a career department, that's going to cost the taxpayers more. So everyone should be on board with supporting these initiatives. You know, this is just we are building upon things we've done in recent years. We want to continue to build. And we want our volunteer firefighters and those thinking about it to know how appreciated they are, not just through words, but through action.
We are chatting in studio with State Representative Kara Rochelle, who represents the Valley, by the way. She is the daughter of a 50-year volunteer firefighter in our state. She also is the co-founder and co-chair of the Blue Collar Caucus here in Connecticut. She cares about volunteer firefighters. And I want to kind of pick your brain a little bit more on this. And if you don't mind kind of sharing maybe a story or two that stands out to you, why you care so much. But really quick, the Blue Collar Caucus, for people who don't know, because I know you're also generally focusing on recruitment, retention, all of that. Mm-hmm. Talk a little bit about this caucus and what it does.
Yeah. So, you know, there's two ways on affordability, right? There's discussing relief, and then there's discussing making sure that there's good quality jobs in the state and that we are getting people to good quality jobs. And so part of that is really advocating around issues of quality jobs and access to them, workforce training, and also affordability. And so this caucus is laser focused on that issue. It is a majority, my party, but we do have bipartisanship, which is great. And we are working on a major bill this year. 5003 covers everything from healthcare, first responders, education, building trades. So, you know, and several other workforce classifications as well. And so we're finding ways to improve the quality of jobs, advocate for what workers are experiencing day to day in their lives, and really, like, you know, make sure the conversation is focused where it needs to be on people that are working in the communities.
Yeah, no question. And your dad was one of them, is one of them. He's still serving as a volunteer firefighter?
He's still driving the trucks. He's actually the emergency response fire coordinator for New Haven County. So when there's a major incident, he coordinates between the volunteer departments to, you know, get, you know, maybe one community has a recovery station, one community has certain specialized equipment. He coordinates that.
Papa Rochelle. Whew.
Yeah.
Very All proud. Right. Okay. You have only known a life of this then.
Mm-hmm.
Because you are not 50, my girl. You are younger than that. And so you've only known a life of having a volunteer firefighter for a parent. Mm-hmm. What is that like? I mean, I have to imagine that kind of formed a bit, at least, maybe not all of it, but a bit of the kind of lawmaker you are, I would think.
It really shows you what service is about, that it's a way of life, that it's not just something that you do, you know, volunteering once or twice a year. It is a way to live day to day. And it tells you, you know, it shows you a lot about commitment and about integrity and common decency. You know, no firefighter asks about anyone's personal situation. Pete, you're showing up when people are having the worst day of their lives, and you're making a difference. So there's one example. You know, I was very young when it really hit me what Dad did. I was 7, and I was at my cousin's house playing. And when you're in a volunteer fire family, your whole family pays attention, right? When there's a major call, you're listening on the scanner. You know, we had a scanner going ever since I was before I was born, right?
Right.
I remember I was roughhousing with my cousin. As you do when you're 7.
Of course.
And the scanner was going crazy, and my aunt was listening to the scanner and just sitting by it, kind of nervously listening. And I made a mental note of it, but I was 7, and she had been shushing us so she could listen. And the next day I get home from the sleepover, and I hear my parents talking, and a drunk driver had hit my brownie, the mom who ran our brownie troop had hit the car with the whole family in it.
Oh, my God.
And they had to use the jaws of life to get her out, to get the mom out. The whole family was in the hospital with pretty severe injuries. And, you know, I kind of heard, they try to keep it away from me when I'm little, but I heard them discussing how that they could only reach her by holding her hand through the wreckage for a while.
God.
And they were, like, pushing oxygen into the compartment space so they can get her out. And that really... you know, those are the moments, you know, that you really understand, you know, what Dad's doing when he is running out of the house in the middle of dinner or in the middle of the night.
Well, and like that understanding of, wow, so you're a normal, if you will, person. And the idea of how do I even, so your brain's all over. That's my brownie troop leader. That's her family. This is chaos.
That's
this is crazy. This is,
yeah.
Right. Like that's just scary in itself. So that even brings another layer of not only the work that has to be done, but the fact that you clock in and there is no time to even process who you are working on or the situation. You just have a job to do.
Yeah. Human beings are human beings.
Right. But that layer of being able to do that, it takes a very specific kind of a person to do that. And I don't know if people realize it. It's not a matter of the skill, if you will, because there are people who are listening saying, well, I don't know if I could ever be a volunteer firefighter. You probably could, actually. If you care about people, you probably could do it. It's that level of being able to effectively, accurately, and quickly do your job and kind of put the emotion to the side for a second. Like that's a character that is just unfathomable. That's wild.
It is. And yet it is, I call them working class heroes. You know, it's everyday people that raise their hand and stand up and do this. And there's a proud tradition. A lot of families will do it generationally. And there's a lot of new people that are getting involved. And the thing that's beautiful about it, and I always remember and cherish from being a child, is that there were also the Christmas parties and the pancake breakfasts. It becomes a family affair because you're supporting the people who are doing it. You're cheering them on. And that person is such a good role model. So it really becomes something where fire families, to me, are just have my whole heart. And I, you know, fire families consider all of each other family. But it's a beautiful thing. It's a way to build communities, a way to be a true part of a community.
Mm. Well, it seems like you are representing your family up in Hartford. Will you please keep me posted on any, all, everything in between? What legislation passes? I know we have a very strong listenership from the volunteer firefighter community. In fact, they recommended I have you on the show. One of the volunteer firefighters who listens to the show said, will you please reach out to Representative Rochelle? This is something she works on a lot, and I'd like to hear from her where we're sort of at.
That's really touching.
So if you could keep us in the loop about that, I can keep people obviously in the know. That would be great.
I'd
appreciate it. That'd be great. Representative Rochelle, thank you so much. I hope to see you soon. Diner tour. One of our stops is the Valley.
Awesome. I'll be there.
Okay, perfect. I look forward to it. Thank you so much for stopping in studio. We really appreciate it.